Hi, my name is Roseanne Ponzetti, and I am the mission leader in the Central Division for Home and Community Care. This is Holy Week in the Christian tradition. It began last Sunday with Palm Sunday and culminates with the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday, the pinnacle of the Christian proclamation of faith. As an itinerant Jewish rabbi, Jesus proclaimed the good news. We're inherently and undeniably loved by a creator who is love. Not for what we do, not for all that the world rewards, not for adhering to social norms or power or wealth or empire, but for who we are, beloved children of the divine. We've been sharing this message with our Leading with Love sessions, and I share it again with everyone today as part of this Holy Week reflection. You, the one and only, unique and precious, you are completely loved. What would it look like if we really knew deep in our heart that we are beloved, cherished beyond all time and for all eternity, and that our neighbor is loved inherently in this very same way? How does this influence our life and our relationships and our choices, our impact and service in this ministry? How would it change the possibilities of love being manifest in our world? And what steps would we take to live this understanding into reality for everyone? This week is Holy Week, a week for reflection on our life and our purpose and how we are made in love to share that love with the world. Knowing that the Creator's love is with us as we struggle and suffer, and it provides new life in resurrection so all may give witness to this Easter joy. An embrace that includes everyone, with no exclusion. Those with the same or different faith traditions or no religion at all can share in this deeper love and understanding. We are truly loved. So I share this story of Jesus' call for us to serve one another so all can feel the strength and the conviction of what it means to be welcome and in service to one another. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew the hour had come for him to leave this world and to go to his Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and thoughts had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and he was returning to God. So he got up from the meal. He took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water in a basin and he began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Came Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't realize what I'm doing, but later you're going to understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, although not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him. And that's why he said not everyone was clean. And he had finished washing their feet, and he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "You understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should wash one another's feet. I've set an example that you should do as I have done for you." Thursday recalls the washing of the feet and the night of the Last Supper, where Jesus demonstrated how we are to act toward one another and the world. He performed a pure act of love and service. Washing feet was considered the lowest role for servants. And he did this for us, and he calls us to do the same. I love this picture of Pope Francis. Can you look at the faces of the people he's washing their feet? How can you see him in that action, giving to them the love of the Father and one another, and how uncomfortable people are? My father is a very gentle man, stoic in many ways, and when I was a kid, he would give me 5 cents to give him a foot rub at the end of a very hard day. Now at 98, in his gracious receptivity, I rub his feet for free. He has no trouble letting me give him my love and receiving this small act of touch through our connection. My mom, on the other hand, was an active leader in religious education when the church moved towards adding this ritual of washing feet on Holy Thursday. She swore she'd never let a priest touch her feet. And I sometimes wonder if it's because she remembered how stinky her feet were. Me, I'm somewhere in between. As a healthcare person, we're so socialized to give our love. But quite honestly, we're not always ready to be the volunteer to receive the love, to be one of the 12 that gets their feet washed. As experts, we can shy away from the vulnerability of being both the giver and the receiver of love. Allowing our feet to be washed can be more difficult than being the washer. How often this is true in our healthcare arena. We give to our patients and our participants and our residents. But do we really see them as contributing love back to us through their insights, through their experiences, through their very personhood? This mutuality requires relationship and patience and compassion. How much easier it is for us to be the experts and want to be in charge of controlling and designing it all, rather than listening and being present and understanding it as a mutual gift for one another. Whether metaphorically or in reality, Holy Thursday is a good time to ask ourselves, how are we washing the feet of those around us? When was the last time we let someone wash our feet? Time when humanity is suffering from multiple crises, we're called to be candles of hope in the midst of the dark. As Pope Francis says, we're called to seize opportunities to bear witness to the joy of the gospel so we can build a truly fraternal world. So this week is Holy Week, a week for reflection. Reflection on our life, our purpose, and how we're making love manifest in the world. As we prepare for these special days, including the recognition of our providers as we celebrate Doctor's Day on the 30th, we invite you to consider taking some intentional time for quiet, reflection, and prayer. Maybe reaching out with gratitude through conversation, taking time to write notes of gratitude or receiving love by reflecting on all those that have touched your life with love in the power of coming together, so that we can be in action together around a common intention of being healers in a broken world. May it be so.